Good morning. They say that a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. That applies to diamond necklaces. They snap at their weakest link. It applies to people too. Any group of people is only as strong as its weakest link. If there's a room full of people who can speak both English and French, but only one person who just speaks English, then the whole group may decide to speak in English for their sake. If just one person in our house is hard of hearing, then we all end up listening to a TV which is blaring and uncomfortably loud. Many quiet neighbours have to endure the one noisy neighbour. This is what might be called the dictatorship of the weak. Daily life is full of the relatively stronger people having to patiently endure the behaviours of the relatively weaker people. Sometimes everything revolves around the frail little old lady in her wheelchair. Sometimes everything revolves around the vulnerable, fragile little baby. And sometimes they play on it. Sometimes they throw the proverbial rattle out of the cot and get others to run after it for them. Even babies learn to do that, and by the time they're old ladies or men, they can be very skilled in the martial art of giving everyone the runaround. This is the dictatorship of the weakest link, and it can make life miserable for others. God has the same problem with us too. He's forever accommodating himself to our faults and failings. So today, how about giving God a break and everyone else around us? Don't be the weakest link. And even if we are the weakest link, don't play on it at the expense of other people. And to those who are regularly on the receiving end of the dictatorship of the weakest link, remember you're in good company with God himself, and it shows that you are not the weakest link yourself in the room.